Today, brothers and sisters, we celebrate the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ into heaven. Normally, as many of us with lighter colored hair would remember, is that the ascension was on a Thursday. It would have been this past Thursday. And the church in the United States has kind of moved it in most of the dioceses to this particular Sunday because it's so integral to the festival of this Easter season for us to have some idea of what we're called to as a people of faith. You see, this particular feast not only provides for us hope, but it commissions us. It tells us what we're to do, what we're responsible for. So the blessing is that all of us hear these words today and we go, okay, Jesus went to heaven. Nice. But that's not the whole point. You see, our whole point is to continue to realize first that he kept a promise. I am going to return to my Father, and you will come to my Father. Okay, good promise. Jesus is well on his way, we're next. But we have some unfinished business to do, and that is to proclaim the gospel with our lives. Now, when you hear that in church, oftentimes people go, yeah, I know, that's nice, Father, that's good. So I'm just supposed to like pray and maybe read scripture once in a while, maybe take a class, maybe do something, maybe go on a retreat. Well, it's bigger than that. It's by taking our life and living in such a way that people are changed by what they see us do, by the way they see us as individuals, and what gifts we bring to hopefully inspire them. There's a great story about Leonardo da Vinci, and he's doing this beautiful painting, and it's a huge canvas, and he's got it all, you know, sketched out, and then he starts to add color to it. And as he's halfway through it, he calls on one of his students and he says, I want you to finish this painting for me. And the student is beside himself. He's like, I can't do that. And Leonardo goes, what do you mean you can't do it? He goes, I can't. And he said, I've been teaching you all this time. He said, are you not inspired by what I've already done to enable you to be inspired enough to finish this work? Well, that's the question that's put before all of us. Are we not inspired by all that Jesus has done in order to complete his work on earth? We fall back oftentimes and say, well, but you know, Father, he was the Son of God, so that's different. I don't have those kind of powers. Yes, you do. Jesus even told us, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could move mountains. Well, right? We come up with every excuse to say, I'm not worthy. No, none of us are worthy. But we're capable. We're able. We have everything that we need at our fingertips to do the work of the gospel. There was a woman one day and she went to the priest and she said, Father, I'm having real difficulties. She said, I can't seem to do anything right. She said, I want to be holy. I want to be a saint. I want to do great things for this world. And the priest says, Madam, you have 5 children. You're already doing great things for this world. You see, God's not asking you to take on my job. God's not asking all of you to become deacons or religious. God's just asking you to be the best you that you can be. And by your baptism, you've been commissioned to go and live the gospel. Every day when we proclaim the creed, we start out saying, I believe in one God. Okay, so what does that belief mean? Where does it take you? What do you do because of that belief? Is it just coming to Mass on Sunday? Is it just doing that occasional prayer when you remember? Is it calling upon the Lord only when you need Him? Is it perhaps when you find yourself in need that you become the Catholic you're supposed to be? Brothers and sisters, today's celebration is meant for all of us to remind us that we have been called, we have been chosen, and we have to do the work of the gospel. Now, Jesus said at the end of the gospel today to his disciples, I am sending you an advocate to help you. Well, that's the Holy Spirit. And most of us who have been baptized and confirmed have the fullness of that Spirit within us. So call upon the Holy Spirit throughout this week. Say, come, Holy Spirit, give me whatever I need, whatever courage that it takes. Remove whatever fears I have so that I can proclaim the gospel with my lives. After all, you have the Lord to inspire you.